Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we take a squiz at this.
My name is Juliet Droege from St. Louis, Missouri. Today in the garden, I was multitasking a bit too much, and part of this involved putting my glasses on top of my head. Naturally, they fell off. I looked everywhere, but couldn't see them, even though they are bright purple. I found them close by where I had surely looked a minute before. Why didn't I see them the first time my eyes passed over that spot?
So why could Juliet not find her glasses? She swears she can still see without them. So why did she overlook finding them? For the answer, we turn to Professor Nilly Lavey from University College London.
This is because people experience a phenomenon that we term load-induced blindness when the brain is overloaded. Multitasking will often overload the brain because you try to process information that comes from different sources. And this condition of brain overload will result in some parts of the brain not being able to respond to the environment temporarily.
So Juliet overloaded her thoughts whilst looking for her glasses. But what was going on in her brain to mean she couldn't see the thing that she was specifically looking for?
If a certain information is there, it's not enough that the eye can see it. It's also important that the information is registered in visual cortex. However, in conditions of overload, visual cortex will temporarily not be able to respond to the visual environment, and this will result in the experience of blindness. Of course, this is not real blindness, but because visual cortex doesn't register the pair of glasses in the example, we experience as if cortical form of blindness.
So, information overload leading to visual cortex blindness. Well, thankfully, Juliet did eventually boot up her visual cortex and process the sight of her glasses. But why have our brains evolved to have this annoying phenomena? And are there more serious consequences?
It's an inherent limitation on human processing capacity abilities, but it's important to be aware of it. The examples of the garden might be slightly entertaining, but in other situations, such as driving, can have a much more serious consequences.
Thanks, Juliet, for getting in touch with that question, and Nilly for the answer. We next take a squiz at this question.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I live in Perth, Western Australia. So my question is, what type of animals sweat? I know that horses do, but do others too?
So sweat. Do the birds and bees do it? Or even educated fleas? Or is sweating just limited to humans and horses? What do you think?
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com. Thank you.